The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, hello there, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm always so excited to be on Radio MD. Have wonderful guests today, and this segment, you just get me. And I'm going to talk about something that's really near and dear to my heart, because a lot of people who know me and maybe who listen to me or who know me from other platforms, I should say, that I have perhaps as my persona, excuse me, Dr. Holly. No, really, there's not a lot there's not a lot of difference between Dr. Holly that you see perhaps on my Facebook page, or if you've seen me lecture or one of my books or whatever, and Holly Lucille, who just kind of dinks around and has cats and a full life and all of that stuff. But this really is near and dear to my heart, because if you know me, some people might really describe me as gregarious and maybe, what would you say, not introspective, the other one. So having sort of an a personality, I can't think of the word. I wish I had a guest on here to help me. Okay, it's going to come to me. But anyway, what we're going to talk about today for sure is 5 tips I'm going to give you to get you through holiday stress when it comes mostly to big gatherings. You know, it's always holiday stresses are kind of anywhere else where, hey, maybe it's a work party, a work picnic, a family reunion, places where you go where all of a sudden, you know, you just start to, oh, an extrovert. All right, I remembered it. So people might think I'm an extrovert, but guess what? I'm really not. I really kind of have a hard time when it comes to larger crowds. I prefer being so much more intimate with somebody and just having a good conversation. And so I have to kind of deal with it. And then, of course, when we bring in the holidays or any other sort of gathering time, if there's family dynamics, boy, oh boy, instead of remembering what should be a really fun experience, a lot of people have such a hard time, and there's pain and anguish. And so I've come up with some creative tips now that you can actually do anytime that you're away back with your family, certainly during the holidays, because, you know, we do have a bona fide holiday season here in the United States. I mean, I think it starts with Halloween, right? It's where all the candy and everything starts coming out. And then we've got going into November, and you've got Thanksgiving, and then you've got the December holidays, and then New Year's, and then you could keep going with Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day and all sorts of things. But usually around this whole winter time, we're hitting the holidays, and usually we're going back home, all right? So here's one of my big tips. Choose a holiday helper, all right? Especially when visiting family. Pick that one friend who you know very well and who also knows you, that you can kind of, you know, slip into another room, make a quick but really meaningful contact with your support in a turbulent family time, all right? Family brings up a lot of stuff sometimes. It's kind of like having a holiday family sponsor, you know, people that are working on their sobriety, et cetera. They've got sponsors. They check in with them all the time to keep them on the straight and narrow, to keep them hunkered into their goals. And I think that we can do that same thing when we're talking about our families. You know, if we can actually reach out to that friend, and boy, these days, you know, you can text, you can FaceTime, you can send a smoke signal, you can tweet, you can post, you can do anything to make that contact, but make that contact meaningful. Somebody's going to be your touchstone that you can just excuse yourself, go to the bathroom, take a walk, etc. Okay, so choose a holiday helper. Choose a helper when you're around family or you're in larger situations where you might not feel so comfortable. Okay. I also say, when times get going and there's the sort of stress of the holidays, because not only do we have our holiday season, people, all the newscasters and everything, they start talking about how stressful it is. And it's supposed to be full of spirit and love and giving and thankfulness. And yes, stress usually takes center stage. And so how can we protect ourselves? Well, I say, pick and choose wisely, all right, to stay in balance. I go through this myself. You don't have to say yes to every invitation you get for a holiday gathering. And you don't have to lie either to get out of it. That's the big thing. In fact, I struggled with this just the other day, because I know when we're younger and more emotionally immature, sometimes we'll eke out a little white lie just to kind of avoid conflict or avoid somebody not liking us or being disappointed with us. I try really hard just to stay authentic and not do that, because I don't think at the end of the day that's very good for anybody, okay? You don't have to lie to get out of it. I think when we're striving for balance, I think it's a very healthy thing to do. When you make a commitment to you and staying home, okay, or with that time you might take a yoga class, that's enough to decline a party in holiday hectic times. It really is. You just be strong. You take ownership of where you want to spend your time. I mean, and if it feels better, you can send a bottle of wine or champagne along with your regret. And so look at your calendar in advance and plan wisely, all right? Fail to plan, you plan to fail. If things start getting bunched up and you know you're also going to be encountering airports or flying and potential weather where there are tons of things out of your control, you got to be able to look ahead and plan wisely, okay? My third tip, you have to be responsible for elevating the conversation, because you know people get drinking, they're talking, chit-chat and gossip can be energy draining and unhealthy in any situation, but holiday season parties for sure. So go to the event prepared with a cause maybe that's important to you, and take the initiative to turn any meaningless or mean chatter, all right, into a positive direction. I think that we all need to do that. This can change the energy in the room and also create community long after the busy season is over. So if you go to a party or a gathering intended with something really meaningful on your mind and perhaps something that you can engage other people in, well, then you can really truly elevate that conversation and also perhaps create a community where doing good is at the top of the list, not having meaningless and mean chit-chat, chatter, and gossip, all right? There are safe people that you can certainly, I think, vent to. I think those are also very, very important, kind of like your holiday helper. But for the most part, if it's just a work party, people that you're pretty superficial with, go with some intention. Okay, my fourth tip, I can say this all day long, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. All right, water is by far our best friend in these times. I got to tell you, especially if you're traveling in the colder environments, it's very, very dry. It can, first of all, help curb the overindulgence that usually happens of both alcohol and food during the holiday season. Have a glass with you all of the time. And before you take that second drink or another helping of food, take in at least 10 ounces of water. All right, you can spike it with a little bit of a wedge of lime or a slice of lemon. You will be amazed at the difference, okay? This, once again, it does take some mindfulness, and you're listening to Mindful Medicine here on Radio MD with Dr. Holly. That's me, but if you can really think about it, I have a friend who actually, when she goes out, she keeps track on her cell phone if we're in a large group, how many drinks she's had, so she knows when the check comes, you know, what her fare is. And so I think that's pretty smart, but I would encourage you to perhaps do that with your smartphone as well. Keep track of how much water you've drank throughout that evening. For the most part, as far as water is concerned, I got to tell you, most people that I talk to are pretty dehydrated and we don't know it. And it can mask as being fatigued, as feeling hungry. And if we stayed hydrated, those things could maybe abate. And boy, wouldn't that be great if we just had more energy and less of an appetite just by drinking more water. Okay, so stay hydrated. All right, my fifth and last tip for you is use your beverage as your medicine. Once again, herbal teas. They're so medicinal. And you can drink them during the day. You can drink them during the party. Peppermint and milk thistle. They can help. It's great for detoxification, peppermint for the digestive process after perhaps being quote unquote overserved. All right, so don't be a victim of holiday stress or any other gathering when there are a lot of people and it's gonna trigger a bunch of stuff. You can choose a holiday helper, stay balanced, elevate the conversation, hydrate, 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 and use your beverage as your medicine. This is Dr. Lucille, this is Mindful Medicine on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD.